Hey guys, Acts 12 is where we find ourselves today. It's Monday, and we are going to be spending a few more days in Acts before jumping over to James and then coming back to Acts again for a couple chapters. Today has a great story with it, and this is something that happens. You know, we see these patterns of miracles and boldness constantly in the book of Acts. And I don't even really feel like I need to add much to what you're reading today. Let me just start, give you a little bit of background information about what's going on here. Starting in chapter 12, it was about this time that King Herod, now you've heard that name before, haven't you? With Jesus, there was a King Herod that sought to kill him as a baby. There was another King Herod who killed John the Baptist, had him beheaded. And the Herod that we're talking about today is the nephew of the Herod who killed John the Baptist. So just to give you an idea, there are several Herods. It was about this time that King Herod arrested some who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. Remember, Christians, Jesus, was a threat to the control that Rome had over Israel. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. Now, this implies put to death with the sword that he, like John the Baptist, was beheaded. And if you remember James, this is not James, the brother of Jesus. This is James, the brother of John. Going clear back to the beginning when Jesus called his disciples, he called two brothers called the Sons of Thunder, or Boragenus, the Sons of Thunder. They were sons of a man named Zebedee, who was a fisherman, and they were fishermen. And so here we see recorded the first of the 12 disciples that were martyred. And then it says, when King Herod saw that this pleased the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. So he puts Peter in prison with the full intention that after the Passover, he didn't want to cause a big stir during Passover because he was worried about an upheaval, but he decided he was going to bring Peter out for public trial after the Passover, which you know how that ended. It either ended with being acquitted or murdered. So Peter was kept in this prison. And then you read this, another amazing account. I just love these miraculous accounts where Peter is in prison. And this story is better than any prison escape movie you've ever seen. Shawshank Redemption has nothing on Peter's escape here. So Peter is chained with his wrists, or chained, and there's two guards on either side of him. And he has this vision, and there's an angel there, and so he thinks it's a vision, but it's not, and the chains fall off of his wrists, and he walks right past all the guards with the angel, and the gate opens up on its own, and Peter walks out. He thinks he's dreaming, and then until he was outside the prison, does he realize that, wow, this is really happening. And so he goes to the house of someone named John Mark, which was evidently a house where a lot of Christians gathered, and a funny encounter happens here. Now, this is perhaps one of the funniest. I can just see a scene of this happening, but we have this really funny event happens. You could probably call this in modern language a blonde moment with this servant girl named Rhoda. When Peter knocks on the door where all of these believers are, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but it will definitely make you smile. Now, it was a big deal to let prisoners escape. And so Herod was miffed. He was angry. And so he calls for the guards to be executed. Of course, they had nothing to do with Peter escaping. They were just happening to be on duty that night. But Herod's time is cut short simply because of his extreme narcissism. It catches up to him, and he died for not giving glory and praise to God. That's how the end of this chapter ends today. Enjoy Acts chapter 12.